Gardening with Sharon is a presentation of Sunstar Nurseries. They're in the northeast part of the city. You want to plant an apple tree? You can get 20% off if you mention Gardening with Sharon. And I smell something. Garlic. Garlic.
But they're still vampires, right? Yeah. You know what's really interesting, Jackie Ray, is garlic has really grown in popularity, excuse the pun, and a lot of people are growing garlic. This is my second year of growing garlic, and I have a neighbor. She's 91 years old, avid gardener, and 2 years ago, she said, "This is the first time I've ever planted garlic, and I'm giving all of my friends a bulb so you can plant your own garlic." And I'm like, "Oh, I'm so excited to be one of your friends." So I took this garlic, and I never planted garlic in the fall before, and off I went. And now there's so many people doing it. So garlic is really interesting. Garlic can be planted either in the spring or the fall, but garlic is a crop that requires a long time to mature. So if you plant it in the spring, it will just make a bulb, but it might not get the individual cloves. But if you plant it in the fall, you should get that. Garlic as well, like daffodils or those hardy bulbs, they need a little bit of time to grow their roots. And then they get a cold period, and up they come to support and grow in the spring. They need a minimum of 6 to 8 weeks to grow really well to get that bulb forming. So when you grow garlic, choose a site that has at least 8 hours of sunshine, and then they're ready to be harvested by about the end of July, beginning of August, and save your best bulbs to plant for the next year.
Ah, great advice. And how do we find you?
I'm at Gardening with Sharon, and I have a blog called How to Grow Garlic in Alberta. And in it, I have how to plant it, care for it, harvest it, and store it. And did you know, Jackie Ray, that storing garlic in the refrigerator actually stimulates it to sprout? And never store garlic in oil on your counter, because it cultivates the growth of the bacteria that cause botulism.
Yikes! You can find this all out, Gardening with Sharon.